Ana. Não. Ah, mas. Hi. Foca.
Yes, I'm
Hello.
going to.
All right, thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Mute.
Okay. We're starting on the Shalom commentary of the Zohar on Parashat Vayera, Pasuk 56, Section 5. We'll start with L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkin Tevid, Hilu, Urchimu, Hilu, Hilu, Urchimu, Reakta, L'shem Yud He Bavate. Yehuda, Shalim B'Shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayihino Amadunai Elohino Alein Demaseh Yadeinu Kananei Alein Demaseh Yadeinu Kananehu. Pasuk 56. V'kol Avadu Shalichat Hom, V'kol Chad V'chad, Kid Kahazelea Malach Gabriel Ishlihuta Lemish Mata Kadisha Malach Hamaret Ishlihuta Ya Lenafsha Dietzer Hara. Ve'im kol da nishmata kadisha la nafek ad bechaze shekinda. The translation: each and every angel accomplished his mission as is proper. Gabriel goes on his mission to the holy neshama, while the angel of death goes on his mission to the nefesh of the evil inclination. In spite of all this, the soul does not leave the body until it sees the Shekhinah. My commentary. Do you understand that this pasuk is describing the moment of death? Remember, Abraham is the soul before the tikkun, and the soul must die to grow to a higher level. This means when Abraham saw the three men, he was growing to a higher level. Questions, comments, thoughts.
So does that mean if he wasn't growing to a higher level, he would have died at that moment?
It means that he does die. If he wasn't growing to a higher level, then he would not have seen the three men.
Okay. He would have died in his time, whatever time that would have been. But I understand that now. Okay.
When the soul dies, actually when the body dies, the soul doesn't leave the body until the Shekhinah is seen by the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And when the soul sees the Shekhinah, the sight of the Shekhinah is so beautiful that it totally overwhelms the soul and it leaves the body to be close to this beauty.
So the three angels were the Shekinah, right?
No, the Shekinah is separate from the three angels.
Okay.
The three angels that were taught in the last few verses, the three angels have their own action to do, their own messenger. You know, they're a messenger for a specific action. But those three angels are seen by every soul that is leaving the body, that is dying because the body is dying. And those three angels attend to the Shekhinah, so they make sure she is seen by that soul. And it's part of their job is to be attentive to her. And to make sure that the soul exits the body appropriately. Should I go on?
Yes, sir.
Kad hamalon bichabiran kachada kedem chama shekinta bigavanaha uskid victim beishtahu arza kegavna biyako shenemar beishtahu Yisrael arosh hamita lishkina. The translation, when Abraham saw the three angels join one another, he saw the Shekhinah in her own colors, and he knelt because the angels are the three colors of Zeranpin, in which the Shekhinah clothes herself, as it is written, and he knelt toward himself toward the ground. This is similar to what is described of Jacob, of whom it is written, and Israel bowed himself upon the bedhead. That is, he bowed to the Shekhinah, which is called the bedhead. So here as well, he bowed to the Shekhinah. My commentary, we think of the Shekhinah as female, yet it is actually the central column. The Shekhinah is Malchut, which is a process to go from the left column to the center column. Pasuk 58. But first, questions, comments, thoughts. No comments today? No questions on this verse?
Well, from the prior verse, this verse is telling us how they unified. They came together as in the Sephiroth to Tiferet and took on the color of Tiferet, or the color which is green, right? Red.
Yes.
And
red, white, and green. Green is the
right
color of the set column of Tiferet.
Right. So it kind of gives us kind of a visual of what Abraham saw to some extent. We can't imagine what he did see. But and that they were clothed in that in Tiferet. So I guess when Hannah was saying they were unified, you know, when we spoke of this a couple of days ago, I guess that's what's meant by they were unified. And they did that for the protection, to guard, to help, to, you know, or protect her. or him.
To protect him.
Him, yeah.
Why is the Shekinah called the bed's head?
Well, reverse the words. It's the head of the bed. The Shekinah is the female aspect of Hashem.
Yes.
But the essence, the Shekinah is Malchut. The bed is Malchut, because that's what you do when you go to sleep. It's the end of your day. It's the Malchut of the day. So by going to bed, you are connecting to Malchut. Now,
however,
go ahead.
No, sorry. It sounds like something has arrived. So it doesn't sound metaphoric. It sounds like something has arrived.
Something has arrived?
Right, in front of him. And it's possible that this, whatever, the three angels that come down, he is seeing the colors. He could be seeing something that he could be seeing, some sort of vehicle that they came down in, which is now called a bed's head, or the head of the bed.
When the three angels, when he first sees them, they're approaching him from the desert, and he sees them as three separate people. But now when they become unified, they're providing the channel for the soul to leave the body and to elevate up to heaven. If they don't unify, there's no unification of Zeron Pin with Malchut. Because the three angels are representing Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. So they must unify with Malchut, which is the Shekinah, in order to provide a channel for the soul to elevate out of the physical and into the spiritual. And the code word, head of the bed, or bed's head, is that process. The process of the unification of the physical with the spiritual. Otherwise, the soul could leave the body, but it would wander around the physical world because it has no way to get to heaven without the unification of the three Sephirot, the three angels.
Well, didn't Abraham at that point control the day?
Abraham is chesed, and chesed is day. Day is a code word for chesed. Does that mean he controls it? Yes, but what do you mean by control?
I guess bringing mercy in with judgment. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, that's a unification of Chesed with Gevurah. The three angels do need to be unified, but we sometimes see them separated and sometimes unified.
Right. Well, they did separate once they did their mission, didn't they? They separated to do that one message that they were brought down to do. So they were unified. Then they were separate.
Correct.
Okay. They were coming down to do a mission as a unit. They were in the same realm and the same purpose of coming down. And then once they established that with Abraham, or Abraham established that with the angels, then they went on their way to do their, I guess, jobs or responsibilities or a message, however we want to place that.
That is exactly correct. But remember, Abraham is circumcised. He sees the three angels separated, and he doesn't die for 75 years. So we're really trying to combine things that are not combined in the historical record. But if we're talking about it's time for the soul to die, then the three angels have to come down and be unified.
Right.
But if they're coming down to do different actions, they don't have to be unified.
Right. That's correct. Okay.
Pasuk 58. Ugambe shikinta amar bishma adonai Ugambe tzadik adon Behakidem ikre adon kol haaretz Kadit nahara bitzadik Beit nahara biglav naha Deha beginda ishtelam lem leila. The translation. And he addressed the Shekhinah by the name Adonai. As he said, Adonai, translation, my Lord, if now I have found favor. In the same manner, the righteous is addressed. Who is Yesod of Zeranpin called Adon, Master? Then the Shekhinah is called Adon, the Lord of all the earth, because she is lit up by the righteous, who is called Adon, Master, and shines in her colors. The colors are drawn from the three columns of Zeranpin, because she reaches perfection on high through them. My commentary, perfection comes from the unity of color. Contemplate this well and often. I personally have no idea what this means. Questions, comments, thoughts.
It kind of takes me back to creation. You know, started out as a point in creation where everything was unified into that one small speck, let's just say dot.
Right.
And that kind of brings me back that unification and colors, everything was included in, everything was inclusive, all colors, all sephirot, all, you know, it kind of brings me back to that one point in creation, or creation itself.
Well said. We're out of time. You have a beautiful evening. Shalom to everyone. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.